It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've died. This morning, she recalls a Massachusetts man whose life reflected his many names.
Names carry the past and the future. They're histories that have been written but have yet to be read.
He had many names, and it's Joseph Ronald Pancham Singh.
Joseph, for the Christian faith of his Trinidadian parents. Ronald, for the debonair B-film star Ronald Reagan, who his parents adored.
And Pancham is the name, or when you translate it, it's a Sanskrit word, and it means one who is fueled by friendships and one who can sort of bring people together. And the last name, Singh, is a name that comes from northern India. It means lion.
Joseph's sister, Julie Pancham Singh, called him by a family nickname, Buster, after Sir Bustamante, a Jamaican hero who defended the rights of the common man. First in Trinidad and then in Boston, brother and sister were very close, and he found many ways to protect her. As a child, Julie once wondered about the radio they listened to.
I was convinced that little people lived in that radio, and he wanted to show me that they did not live in the radio. So he took the radio apart, but then he shocked us by putting it back together. He was about seven. Can you believe that?
After the family immigrated to the United States, Joseph took apart and put together larger forms of technology as a computer engineer.
His life took a path where he settled into being the chef at Ali's Roti Restaurant in Mattapan, which is a West Indian restaurant. Every West Indian knows roti. Every West Indian knows curry. They gravitated toward the restaurant, which became his larger community.
He cooked and cared for this community.
There's one guy that stands out. He was always around with my brother, kind of helping him at the restaurant. And in the end, when this guy was dying, my brother took him, showered him, shaved him, took care of him. That's the kind of man he was. It really touched my heart.
For a number of years, Joseph stayed at home in Dorchester, caring for his five children while his wife worked. It was an untraditional role for a West Indian man, but his sons and daughters grew devoted to him. When Joseph developed renal failure, his eldest son donated the kidney for transplant. Father and son shared the same first name.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Joseph Pancham Singh, who was 60 when he died in November.